Hi, everybody. I'm Larry Gassman in the Pat Price Tech Talk training room, and it is time once again for Tech Talk. And it has been, I don't know how many years since Eric Damery has been coming to talk about the latest and greatest JAWS, Fusion, ZoomText release, etc. And this year is no different. There's some great things happening with JAWS. It used to be JAWS 22. Now it's, what is it, 2022. Yeah, I always have to think about that. And he's here to talk with us about these things and also to answer questions from you a little later on. So we're delighted to have him back with us. And so, Eric, thanks for coming again to Tech Talk.
Thanks, Larry. And thanks to everyone who is giving up their evening and spending some time listening in. I hope this is informative, entertaining, and hope you have some questions. We'll try and leave plenty of time for that. I tend to ramble on for a half hour or so, and I try to then stop, and we'll take questions from as many as we can, as long as we can. So to begin with, let me just back up a little bit for those of you who haven't been around and don't know the numbering. And, you know, Larry is certainly someone as a tester of ours for many years. We went over to naming things because everybody remembers we used to call it what, JAWS 12, JAWS 13, 14, all the way up through JAWS 18. And when we got to 18, we decided we've really got to change the numbering here so that things can be in sequence or in sync with each other, because not only are we JAWS, but we are ZoomText and we are Fusion, which is the combination of ZoomText and JAWS. And we release all three products simultaneously. Each time we do a release, we're testing to make sure that we have a new version or an update for an existing version for all three products, and we publish them together. And so we made the decision to switch over to the year. So, and I always tell everybody, think of it as the way they sell automobiles. When you buy an automobile, you know, people always say, well, what year car do you have? And so I, for instance, I'm driving currently a 2018 car. Well, that car actually released in the fall of 2017. That's what they do with cars. They bring them out in the fall. So you'd get right now, if you went to a dealership, if they could get any new cars, of course. But if they were, they'd be selling you a 2022 year model. That would be the new one. The 2021s would be leftover. So we do the same thing with our software. So every fall, we roll out next year's version, and then we'll continue to update it throughout the year until the following fall when the next year's version will come out. So this year, 2022, JAWS, ZoomText, and Fusion, we are in public beta. We've been in public beta since I think around the second week in September. Public beta 2 is currently out there. And sometime tomorrow morning, I think we're going to be a little late, around 11:30 or so, we'll be releasing public beta 3. It's in its final stages. I left a meeting a short while ago, and we've got some more testing that's happening overnight to finalize the test plans that we have to get through. And if all goes well, and I think it will, and I'll find out first thing in the morning, we will be getting that out to everybody by 11:30. If you have 2022 public beta 1 or 2 installed, when the new version comes out, of course, if you shut down and restart, it'll announce that it found an update, and it will allow you to update and install it that way. If you've not installed yet and you're interested in getting started, you can install public beta 3 after it comes out tomorrow around 11:30 Eastern time. You can just visit the Freedom Scientific homepage, and if you can either do a JAWS find and look for the word beta to find the link, or if you go to the software updates heading, you'll find the first link refers to the 2022 beta. And go on to that page where you'll find the write-up of a lot of the features I'll talk about tonight. You'll also find a link to the download, and you'll find that ever-important link to the form where we ask you to fill out any information. If you have installed it, whether it's good or bad, you can fill that out, tell us some information about what you found. And, you know, this is an important part of our process, because lots of people install the beta. You know, well over 1,000 people have installed the beta this month, each of the two versions. So there's a lot of people out there that run this. They fill out that form and they send us information if they find something that isn't working right. And that stuff matters. And even if you filled out the form earlier in this month or in September, and the public beta 3 or the final release doesn't have something to resolve it, don't give up hope, because we're actually already working on a December update things now. Not that we're not, finalizing if anything goes wrong here. We're still making some final tweaks for the final release later this month, but we're working on that first update. That'll come out in early December, as we do each year. So that's the thing. Go to the homepage, look for the word beta, or move down to software updates, and you'll find it there. Now, in addition to the 2022 update, I will tell you that there's going to be a 2021 update that will also be coming out. And the 2021 update will hit either on or about the same day that the 2022 releases, here around the end of the month, or maybe a day or two just afterwards. We got to see what the test department can get through. If we can finalize and clear everything, we'll try and get them out at the same time. One of the most significant things and reasons why we wanted to put a 2021 update out, and we're actually making a 2020 build available too for some customers that have 2020 and are stuck on that, we're making changes to Tandem. Tandem is a feature that allows you to connect from one JAWS user on one computer through the internet to another JAWS user on some other computer. And it's a way for people to either do tech support or maybe just assist a friend, or many trainers use this to be able to connect and help sit down at someone else's computer with them and help walk them through the process. So it's a way of one JAWS user being able to basically sit down at your keyboard with you and be able to hear and interact with your computer at the same time that you are and assist you in learning something. So Tandem is an important feature. We're doing a pretty significant upgrade behind the scenes on Tandem, and it's requiring that you use a new Tandem server. And so 2022 is moving over to that. And in order for 2022 trainers to be able to assist somebody who's still running a 2021 or a 2020, we're going to get you new builds. You'll have to update your 2021. And there'll be a bunch of other fixes in that 2021 as well, things that we're rolling back, things such as some of the features that were or corrections and updates that we're making for Windows 11 in particular. So there are plenty of folks out there that still have 2021. Many times in employment situations, they have to stay on that version for a while. So we're trying to get those fixes rolled back to it. So please watch for the 2021 update if you're sticking with it. If you use Tandem, if someone is going to ever connect to your computer, I encourage you to get that update in order that you can start to work with later versions of JAWS using a newer version of the Tandem server. Now, I wanted to try and walk through what the experience is, what you should know, some of the basics that many of you have been using this a long time and have heard this, have probably all heard some of this stuff before, so you can kind of check out for a minute. But for those of you who haven't, this is important to understand the process. if you don't have any software of ours installed currently, you don't have to worry. You can install the beta version. You can use it. If you don't have a license, it'll run as a 40-minute mode, and then you have to reboot your computer. So it's an opportunity for you to try it out, even if you don't own a license. If you own a license of 2021 of our software, the JAWSM Text or Fusion, then you can use the beta version of 2022, and it'll fully function just as if you had a license for it. So we'll give you an opportunity to try it out. If you have a license and it has an SMA already, of course, it's going to work. And when the new version, when the final release comes out later in the month here, the new version will already work because you've already got your license up to date. But if you are sitting back there on version 2021, let's say, and you haven't acquired an SMA yet, I would appreciate it if you would call into customer service. I would suggest that you do so this week and figure out what the best option is price-wise for you to participate in getting into the SMA program. If you're a home user, make sure you express that you're a home user. If you have a pro ILM license and you're only using it at home, consider moving it down to a home version. There's no reason for you to be running a pro license if you only use it on your own personal equipment, and it will reduce the cost of those SMAs for you. So take advantage of getting the SMA. It gives you an option to get the next two paid for upgrades. And if you don't have the SMA, each one of those upgrades costs as much as the SMA. And that's why I want you to try and participate in that program. If you don't have a license, if you're in the US and Canada, and you're using and looking to use the software at home, you can participate in the home annual program. You can get that right through our e-store. Gives you access to our software for Zoom Text and JAWS for under $100 a year. And you'll get all the updates and upgrades that occur during the time of that license. So please consider taking advantage of that. So if you've got an old ILM license, rather than spending all the money to get it upgraded to the current, just consider moving over to the home annual, and that's the way to go. Once the final release comes out, the beta versions will tell you that it's available. It'll install right over top. You do not have to remove betas. Just install the new version over top. That's always our objective. We try to make sure that always works. Now, what is one of the things that you're going to experience new with JAWS 2022 as soon as you install it, or Fusion or Zoom Text, by the way? If you have a 2021 version, you're already up and running with that on your computer, and you've set it up to have certain voice settings. Maybe you run it with a Braille display. Maybe you've created some different settings, like maybe you don't have web pages read automatically. Maybe you don't have Outlook messages read automatically. Things like that. You've got user settings in your computer. When you install this new version, rather than have to run a routine that asks you about migrating your settings, it just happens automatically. You will get all your settings from 2021, and maybe you're running 2020 instead of 2021. It'll get those settings too, and it just pulls them in automatically. And that even includes your Braille settings now. So if you've set up, some of you were talking earlier about HumanWare note takers. If you've set up a HumanWare display as your Braille display to use with JAWS for Windows in 2021, when you install 2022, it'll know it, and it'll automatically start to work as soon as you've installed. So you don't have to go back and set it up for the new version. So that's a great new feature. And for those of you who say, well, I would really just like to start clean with the new version, I don't want to bring any of my old stuff in, well, don't worry. After you get started, even though it brought it in, we have a new feature in the options menu. In JAWS, if you go to the options menu, you're going to find a new choice there called Restore Factory Defaults. When you choose that, it'll prompt you and it'll say, are you sure you want to get rid of your user settings. And you can go ahead and accept that, say, yes, I do. And then JAWS will basically delete the user settings, restart, and the startup wizard will come up just like you just installed JAWS for Windows and there was no other version on your computer. It won't ask you anything about migrate or anything. It'll just let you start nice and clean. So that's a new setting, restore factory defaults. Now, those of you who are listening in to this call tonight, we're, of course, all on Zoom here on Tech Talk. We made a change in JAWS last year. I hope most of you know about it and took advantage of it. And that was a way to adjust the JAWS volume. You could lower the JAWS volume while leaving the Zoom volume up at its normal rate. So if you're sitting there now listening to me talk away on Zoom during this call, and let's say you need to navigate somewhere on your computer, you got to go find something. Maybe you wanted to open up Notepad and make some notes as I'm talking about things that you want to review afterwards. Or maybe you just want to try some of the things I tell you about in the new version if you've already installed it. You could lower the JAWS volume down and the keystrokes for that. And again, this was in last year's model. The keystrokes were insert spacebar to go to the layered mode. And then once in the layered mode, you'd hit V for voice. And you would hit the down J for JAWS, because you could either do the JAWS volume or the system volume. So insert space, V, and then J. And then you would hit the down arrow, and you could hit it multiple times, or you could hit page down, or of course up arrow or page up to increase. And that would just change the JAWS volume while leaving the other applications speaking at their regular volume. And sometimes having a different volume really helped. Now we took it a step farther in 2022. So pay attention, because this is something you're really going to like. If you have a headset, and that headset has two earpieces and it's a stereo headset, wouldn't it be nice if you could put JAWS in one ear and then have any other application that talks in the other ear? If you could split the sound, it would make it much easier than to keep paying attention to what's going on at the conference while you're listening to JAWS yap in the other ear as you're navigating on the computer. So that's the new sound splitting device. Once you've installed JAWS 2022, at any time, you'll be able to do the following keystroke and try this out. So if you're running it now and you haven't tried this, you've got a stereo headset on, give it a shot right now. You hold down the insert key and you tap the space bar and you'll hear the sound for layered command. And then you hit V for voice and B as in balance. And after you've done that, you're either going to hit the left arrow or the right arrow. If you hit the left, it'll send JAWS to your left channel, hopefully in your left ear if you got your headset on right. And if you hit the right arrow, it would send JAWS to the right channel. And whichever channel JAWS goes to, every other application that you run that makes sound during this JAWS session will come out of the other channel. So they're separating the sounds. Now, this is a great feature, and it's something that many organizations have actually gone out and bought special equipment so that people, for instance, that work in a call center where they have to listen to a person on the phone while they're navigating in the other ear with their JAWS. So these organizations have spent quite a bit of money to be able to set up equipment like that for people who use this technology to do so. And so the sound splitting feature is built in now and something that all of us can take advantage of. And today with Teams and Zoom meetings and Skype calls and music playing and all these things, it's wonderful to be able to split the sound. So make sure you take advantage of that. Now, I said that once you've split your sound, it will remain that way until you restart JAWS again. And that's true unless, if you'd like to switch it back, you can always rebalance it. So let's say the call ends and now you've got JAWS talking away in one ear as you're navigating and nothing is in the other ear, and you just as soon go back to the stereo sound and let JAWS come out of both ears. You can at any time revert it by hitting insert, spacebar, V for voice, B for balance, and then press the up arrow, and that rebalances everything. So you use left and right to split them, up arrow to rebalance, or once you've split, if you just restart JAWS, it'll reset it. So you'll never have to worry about being stuck in that situation and not know how to get out of it. One other feature that we just added recently here towards the end of the beta cycle, it came in public beta 2, and you may have missed this one. And if you haven't tried it yet, you will need it someday, I promise you. Every once in a while, a call starts with an application like Zoom or Teams or something, or you plug in a new sound device to your computer, and all of a sudden, JAWS goes silent. Or you've plugged in another sound device, you know you've got another sound option, and you just want to switch JAWS to play out of that other sound device. Well, there's always been a way to do it through the utility menu. You could look for sound cards under utility, open that menu up, cycle through, find the one that you're looking for, press enter, and hope it actually talks if that sound device is working. But we made it a little easier now because oftentimes as we start calls or plug in these devices, JAWS just goes silent because it no longer is the default sound card that it was set up to talk through. And so you don't hear anything anymore. So in order to get that working again, the easy way to do it is the following commands. You go into the layered mode again, insert spacebar, and then V for voice, C for card, as in sound card. So insert space, V, C. And then you can just start pressing the down arrow, and it will cycle through whatever sound devices you have. And most of us oftentimes have 2, 3, or 4 different things, either the laptop, sound card, maybe a USB one that's plugged in, or a Bluetooth headset, or even a stereo jack that's plugged into your PC. So there could be a lot of options for the output to go to. And as you press down arrow, if you hit one that JAWS can speak through and it's working and it's turned on and the volume is up, you'll hear JAWS start speaking immediately. So as soon as you find a card that works or it's the one you want, you can stop there, hit escape, and you're out of the layered mode, and now you're up and running again. So it's a good way to get there without sighted assistance, without having to fumble through and get to the JAWS window and the utility menu and the sound card submenu and hope that you hit the right item. This is a good way to do it. So let me just go back to my notes. Oh, let me tell you something we took away in this version. This may come up. This may be some of you be in this situation. If you've been using Windows 7, if you've still got a Windows 7 computer, you're going to want to keep in mind that you're going to stay on Windows JAWS 2021. Windows 7 is going to end, or our support of Windows 7 is going to end in the 2021 version. Now, there's a couple of reasons for this, maybe even more than a couple, but the first being that Microsoft has stopped supporting Windows 7. They're not going to be putting out updates for it. If you've been using it, just like many of us used to use Windows XP, it's going to have major problems in the future eventually, and it's going to go by the wayside. So we have stopped supporting it or making changes for it now, and that helps us because in order to install and test on Windows 7, it takes a lot of extra resources away from us that we'd rather spend focused on what's going to be happening in the future. And frankly, a lot of the features that we're creating, we can do them in Windows 10 and 11 much easier than trying to also do them in Windows 7. And those features are things like Picture Smart, Voice Assistant, the Sound Splitter. So those kinds of things aren't going to work in the older OS. So if you've got Windows 7, by all means, you're more than welcome to keep it. Use the 2021 release if an update to 2021 comes out for security reasons or whatever the case may be. It will install and work on Windows 7, but this will be the last one. So and by the way, if you try and install 2022 on Windows 7, it will alert you that this version does not install on Windows 7, and it will direct you to the last known release, which was 2021. So watch for that. We've also made some improvements in Voice Assistant. Now, for those of you who use JAWS or Zoom Text, you'll know that we had the term Sharky and Zoomy. Those were the wake words. We've switched those things over now to include the word hey first. And the reason we did that was because there were too many false positives happening. So people would be using their computer and all of a sudden the voice assistant would wake up because it thought it heard you say the magic word, being Sharky or Zoomy. So now you have to say it in conjunction with the word hey, and you'll get less false positives and it will be much more accurate. And for those of you who use Fusion, Fusion being the combination product that does both Zoom Text and JAWS, starting with 2022, you can use either one of the wake words. And once you've woken the voice assistant up, you can give it either Zoom Text features, things like increase or decrease magnification. You could say make it bigger, make it smaller, those kinds of things. Or you could give it JAWS type commands, things like system tray, which would put up a list box and put all the things from your system tray in a nice list box to make it easier to navigate through it. Or maybe you want to virtualize a window or virtualize a control. You can now do that even if you're running Fusion. It's not just for magnification. It also gives you all the JAWS features. One of the other areas, big areas of change, is with Braille support, and in particular with people who use multiple languages. So for years, we've had the ability to have voice profiles, and you could set up a voice profile on your computer for English, for German, for French, and for Spanish. And then if you ran across text, or if you wanted to start having those foreign language voices speak, you could pull up the voice profile dialog box with insert space S, and you could switch to the voice that spoke that language and it would automatically transition over to it. Or you could even set it up to auto detect, like on a web page, if the markup said it was Spanish and you had a Spanish voice set up in your profile, it could switch over to that Spanish voice automatically for you. But for Braille users, it was much more complicated. And if you used English for input and output, but then all of a sudden, let's say you landed on a web page that had Spanish and you wanted Spanish for output and you wanted contracted Braille, you would have to make some pretty significant changes in your Braille settings to get over to the Spanish and switch the table. And then as soon as the Spanish was over and you wanted to go back to English, you'd have to make the transition back. In this new version, there are now things we refer to as Braille profiles. So you can have various language profiles set up and quickly be able to switch between those profiles. Let's say you're using English and you switch your keyboard to a French keyboard or a Spanish keyboard, the Braille will automatically transition with you and you'll be able to input in that language on your Braille keyboard and get that text put in the way you would expect. Now, on the 28th of this month, which is next week, there is going to be a webinar that Glenn Gordon and Adi Kushner of LBraille will be presenting, and you'll want to look into the Freedom Scientific training page to get information on that. I think that webinar is going to be very useful, especially if you're a Braille user or a trainer and you use more than one language. I think this will be a very good webinar and give you a good oversight into those changes. Just moving through my notes here to make sure I don't miss anything. Oh, Office applications, especially for those of you who use Outlook, you're going to notice in 2022, things are more responsive. We've done a lot of work in this cycle to improve the responsiveness and make things work a little bit better. And I know that our people who have been beta testing in both private and public have commented on this. So I think you'll notice a distinct improvement there. And we have made some changes. And one of the things we just added, it's coming in public beta 3 tomorrow. If you're one of those folks that get a lot of email messages and you're up and down arrowing through your Office 365 inbox, and you have, let's say you have to hear unread and forwarded or unread, forwarded, an attachment before you get to hear what the message is that's coming in, and you would just as soon block those things out, you'll be able to do that now in the quick settings dialog. So while you're in Outlook, you'll be able to do insert V. And if you search for the word indicate, you'll find indicate unread, indicate forwarded or reply, and indicate attachment. And you'll be able to disable those so that you don't have to listen to those terms as you're moving through your inbox, and things will be a little bit faster for you. I think you'll find that to be better, especially if you're someone who, let's say you have a listserv that you're subscribed to and all of those messages come into a particular folder. And then when you go to that folder and you want to move through all those messages, of course, none of them are read, but you know that. So set that folder up so that you don't have to be hearing unread all the time. So as you're up and down narrow, it'll be much quicker to get to the item that you're looking for. So with that, I think I'm going to hold off. If we have anyone else in here that's a Zoom Text or Fusion user, we've continued to make progress with the quick access bar. We've made more changes now for the initial release, and there's even more changes for the quick access bar for those of you who use Fusion and Zoom Text coming in the December update. And I'll probably talk more about that on main menu on Thursday night. Certainly be listening in on the November FS cast. I'll probably come back with Glenn and talk some more about that as well. And with that, it's 8:35. I think I will rest my voice and turn it back over to Larry or Ron and let you guys call on some folks, unless you want me to try and do the calling on.
No, that's what we pay Ron the big bucks for.
Okay.
Ron, how are we doing? Do we have some hands up?
Okay. Mitchell's up.
Hey, Eric. Will Teams work with 2018?
Will Microsoft Teams work with JAWS 2018? That's a great question. I'm never going to find out because I'm not running 2018 anymore. My guess is you would probably struggle trying to run Microsoft Teams, because I'll tell you, it's a program that is very, very popular, and it's under constant renovation by Microsoft. It's changing all the time, and those of us who use it daily know that. It's always being impacted. For instance, they just changed the keystroke in Microsoft Teams for disconnecting from a call. If you were on a call before, I can't recall what the keystroke was. I think it was Control Shift B or something, but they just switched it to Control Shift H for hang up. So when you want to disconnect the call, so they're moving things around. They're also changing the way things behave, and we're working hard to try and keep up with it. But if you're going to use Microsoft Teams, you'll want to make sure you're on 2022 and keep going from there.
Okay. Let's go to Janice.
Okay, my husband Howard has a question for you.
How do you uninstall previous versions of JAWS? I'm having a little issue trying to understand how to do that.
That's a good question. Now, let me ask you, do you know how many versions you have installed?
I think at least 20 and 21, 19 probably.
Okay. So I would say you probably want to keep your 21 installed. There's no reason to uninstall that one. Once 22 comes out, if that's the one you're going to be using and you're comfortable with it, you want to get rid of 2019, you can install that one later. But I'd leave that one alone. So I'd go to 2020. And if you go to the control panel, open your start menu, type in CONT, and you'll find control panel. Go into control panel, and there's a choice in there called programs and features.
Okay, I got you there. So just go to the and remove programs. And
yes.
Find version.
Yes, and then look for under Freedom Scientific, you'll find Freedom Scientific JAWS 2020. And when you uninstall that one, just say you remove it, but don't remove shared components.
Correct.
Leave those alone. So you can uninstall 2020, uninstall 2019 the same way. And after you uninstall each, if you don't remove shared components, I don't even think it asks you to restart. But I think that's a good idea. I think it makes sense for everyone to clean up some of these older versions. It makes sense to keep one version back maybe, but you don't need more than that. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks, Howard. And if you get stuck with that, the support team at the office will be happy to get on with you and help you. Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks. Bobby.
Are you guys still working on any office suites? Like, for example, I'm not talking about Microsoft products, like, because I use Libre and Office and, like, you know, the open source office suites. Can you guys, or are you working on the support for those?
We work closely with Google on Google Docs. Of course, that's free. We don't really do much on Libre. Libre Office is an open source office program, and we haven't been putting a lot of work there, Bobby, because frankly, there aren't that many people that are using it. If you're looking for a good free solution, I would recommend you give Google Docs a try. But of course, it's awful hard to beat Microsoft Office 365. And it's pretty reasonable for home users, around, I think, $65 a year. You can get access to it. And boy, it's awful tough to beat that.
Wow. I mean, I didn't know that. And I didn't know not many people were using Libre. Well, thank you for telling me that that's kind of unpopular.
Yeah, well, it's certainly not an application that we get a lot of calls for.
All right. Okay. What about the other one, OpenOffice? There's two of them.
Yeah. So Libre is based on OpenOffice. They're the same program, pretty much.
Oh wow.
Okay, Martin, you're up.
I'm having trouble with a public beta. For some reason, after signing on to my computer, when I go to the desktop, it mutes and it affects all my versions of JAWS that would not come back. So I had to use Narrator and then go back to another screen reader in order to do what I needed to do. Do you have an idea why that's happened? I just switched back to 21 and now it's working okay.
And 2021 talks, but 2022 was not talking?
Right. But then once it froze the computer to the point where I couldn't even open 2021, I had to go back to using Narrator and then a system access to be able to do what I needed to do.
Huh. Well, I'm not sure. You know, with computers, it could be a lot of things going on. I think if it were me personally, I would probably uninstall what you have today for 2022.
Right.
And I would probably remove my user settings, but leave shared components, and then rerun 2021. Make sure 2021 is still working as expected. And then once the public beta 3 tomorrow comes out, start fresh and install that one.
Okay.
And if you're still having this same issue, please call into tech support. They'll be happy to help you get that running.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Carla just stuck up her hand.
I have two questions. I do deal with multiple languages, and my problem is sometimes I will have a document that has two and three languages in the same document when I do like frequency lists, which are lists of terms, technical terms. They want them all together in one document mm-hmm. in columns. And it's not easy. There's probably no way to have a universal font type language or something that it would go through and speak all those languages or show those languages with JAWS. That's my complex question. Now I'll also give you an easy one. Have you resolved that problem, that annoying problem of JAWS losing focus in version 2022?
Well, we certainly hope we have. Unfortunately, Windows sometimes does lose focus and causes issues for us, but this is one of the big areas that we always try and work on to make sure that that doesn't happen. So if you're using, especially if if you're installing the new beta tomorrow, if you're running across issues where you are losing focus and you could give us any steps that when I do this, that happens. Those are good things to go back to the form on the downloads page for the beta, fill out the form. You don't have to, it asks you a lot of questions, but you don't have to answer everything or you don't have to be real complete on all the questions, but try and give us some detail about what you're doing, because if enough people are seeing the same problem, it makes it much easier for us to percolate that up and say something might be going on here. And that's where we like people. Give us a phone number or give us an email address in case we need to reach out to you and talk to you about it.
I've always been a coward about using the beta. I've never really, I always like other people to work out all the bugs.
Sure, I don't blame you.
I'm afraid, but
all right. Well, when the release comes, the release will be out in just another week or so. And so please install that. We think we've continued to make improvements and we're getting very good feedback. So try that out. Now, back to your more difficult question, which I don't think is too difficult. Do you know if this is a Word document that you're working with?
Sometimes they're Word documents. And it depends on what they send, what they send me, the client sends me or what we're working in, and it could be Word. Sometimes it's actually RTF because we'll have people using multiple word processors.
And, yes.
And that's when we really get into some interesting problems.
I could imagine, yeah. And so Word offers the ability to have language markup so that JAWS can know from the markup of the document what language it's supposed to be. And if that's done correctly by the author of the document, then having JAWS set to automatically switch languages, provided you have a voice that can speak that language installed, JAWS can automatically transition from a English-speaking voice to a Spanish-speaking voice or a French-speaking voice or any of the other languages, because we have voices pretty much for all of them. You do need to have the language voice installed, and it's available to you for free. And you have to have a document with the proper markup. And that can include HTML. So sometimes they can create these things in HTML pages. And a lot of people run across this where they've got HTML pages with multiple languages written on the page, and JAWS can automatically transition from one language to the next. So there are ways to do that. If you have a document that has multiple languages and you'd like us to take a look at it, this would be a great thing for you to reach out to our training@vispero.com, our training department. If you can share that document with them and ask them to see if there is a way for JAWS to be able to read that.
Okay, the next time I run into that, if I can get permission, you know, yes. Sometimes they don't give me permission to do things like that. They just want me to do my thing and go away.
If you can let the author know, or whoever's trying to share these documents with you, let them know that if they are marked up properly, then the screen reader should be able to take that information and switch the synthesizer automatically on the fly. Okay?
And what about the Braille and the multiple, you know, if you're trying to follow it with a Braille display?
Yeah, so the Braille isn't necessarily going to switch on the fly, although they'll talk about that some in our webinar the end of next week. There is going to be a setting in there that you can even get the Braille to transition on the fly. Not a lot of people would necessarily do that. What happens in many cases for multi-language speaking clients overseas in particular, they get used to recognizing text in another language using their own Braille table, and they just leave it that way. So if you're just reading a document, many times people will use the same Braille table to read it. But there is going to be an option for you to be able to switch, and if that's what you'd like to do, you should be able to do that in 2022.
Thank you very much. Sometimes I default to the French because it has the most accents.
Yes.
If I have to do that. But I really appreciate your help with this. I missed the beginning parts of this presentation.
Okay. So thank you. And in particular, I would encourage you to try and listen to that webinar. I think you're someone who may benefit. I mean, some of it may be over your head too. It could get, you know, these guys can get pretty technical sometimes, but I think that they're going to try and make this as easy as possible to understand and give you an opportunity to go in and look at some of the options and settings in JAWS to be able to try something different.
Well, okay? Thank you very much, because I'm just a lowly linguist. I'm not really technical.
I hear you.
But thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay, Steve, you're up next.
Oh, thank you very much. Great presentation as always. And two quick questions about Braille. The outlook changes, very welcome by me. Are those going to affect Braille display also? And will those unread and attached whatever disappear from the Braille display also, or just from speech? And my second question is, have you guys done anything on when I, you know, change screen readers or plug it on their Braille display, you always have to turn JAWS off and then turn it back on in order for my non-Freedom Scientific display to be recognized. Has that been thought about, dealt with, or is there any chance of that being dealt with in the future?
Good question. So on the first one, yes, when you disable the indication for those things, it should go away from the Braille output as well. And in the event that you get this and you try and you say, that guy told me it was supposed to go away, my email is edamery@vispero.com. Drop me a line and tell me if that's not working. That was certainly supposed to, and I want to make sure it did, and I don't know specifically. The second part of the question was, are we going to auto-detect third-party Braille displays? That was something that was supposed to get into the initial release, but I don't believe that one made it. So while your settings will carry over from a prior version to the new version, so you don't have to go set up the display, if you're one of those folks that plug these displays in and out, if you've got a couple different displays, it does not auto-detect the other ones yet on the fly, but that's something we're working on.
Okay, that'd be great. And it's not even so much, I guess it is. Yeah, I do change displays, but more often than not, when I discovered is if I take my display out of terminal mode, go do something in the notepad or editor or something like that, and then come back, then I have to stop JAWS and then restart it again. So that would be very convenient not to have to do that all the time.
No, I agree. And it's been on our list for a long time, and the auto detection piece was supposed to make it. I'm not sure that we got it done. I could be wrong. You know, by all means, write to me. Let me know if you see some improvements in that area too. But I will just say that this is one that's high on the list, and we're working on it.
Oh, as long as it's on the roadmap, that's a good thing. Thanks.
Okay, by the way, can I give this crowd insight into another tidbit coming?
Sure, we like tidbits.
So this is a good one. So I think this came off of Clubhouse while we were having these discussions and meetings, and someone raised up a point that they would like to see some behavior in JAWS that were missing. And the two folks that raised it were people that either worked on radio shows or gave presentations, and they would always be on the clock. So they would have a certain time that they could speak till, and at that moment it had to end, and they had to know that so that they could make sure that they timed themselves and ended right when they were supposed to. And so they would like us to display minutes and seconds from the system clock on their display so they could watch the countdown as they were going along. And we're looking at putting that into status cells on your Braille display so that you'll be able to go into a mode where the status cells will just instantly start displaying for you minutes and seconds, or I think they're going to make another option for hours and minutes if you want to see it there too, so that you can kind of watch the clock as you're doing a presentation or as you're using the computer and navigating to still be able to watch your timer. Okay. And I assume can't that tell you exactly over when, but I hope December.
I assume that would carry over to the Braille display as well?
That is on the Braille display.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
Cool. And I had another comment or two to make, but I don't think I will because it will extend.
Oh, please extend.
I'll do it real quick. You don't have to necessarily answer it because it's an ongoing issue. Focus issues are interesting because I always assumed that maybe they were JAWS, but if they're Windows, I don't know that because it doesn't tell me. It says focus issue, but it doesn't say, is it a Windows focus issue?
It literally says focus issue.
It says lost focus.
Lost focus.
Yeah. So is that something JAWS is saying, or is that something Windows is saying?
That's something JAWS is saying. And so when it's saying it, I think it would be useful to get that information. And Larry, this might be a good thing for whenever that happens for you.
Yeah.
Dump JAWS at that moment.
Yep.
So that we can look at the dump and know what you were doing when you heard it.
Okay.
Can't guarantee that's going to help us, but that's always a good approach to take.
And I'm still working on something with Glenn. We talked about this in Clubhouse, yep, or wherever it was, about I have one person who sends me an HTML message. Mm-hmm. And whenever he does that, JAWS disappears. If I wait about 15 seconds, it'll come back on the program. Outlook is not responding. Eventually it does. But I have no idea what's going on there. And John doesn't see it happen, but John's not using Outlook. I am. So, yeah, it's really weird what happens and why it happens. I'm not really sure.
And Glenn's looking at that one with
you?
Yeah,
yeah.
Can you forward me the message that it happens to you? Or is this one you and I already looked at?
We haven't looked at this one, no. No.
Forward me the message that creates the problem for you.
It's most of the time when he sends messages, so I have a choice. I have several that I can forward you.
Yeah, so send me one because
and it says HTML on it, but I don't know what else is happening in the message.
Yeah, well, send it to me because sometimes visually I can look at it, right, and maybe I'll pick something up that's unique about this type of message.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, looks like Myrna put her hand up.
We'll do Myrna, and then we'll give you a chance to do your contact information.
Okay.
I should be unmuted, yes?
You are.
Yes.
Good. So, Eric, I'll be your Braille fingers for you. So, Steve's question, I went and did it, changed the settings so nothing is no unread, and on Braille display, definitely it goes away.
Excellent.
And the other question he had about the Braille, I know what he's using because when he said terminal, Steve, if you can do it in Bluetooth, you can go away, come back, and it will say there's a problem with a particular Braille display on USB. It's for some reason, I don't know why, but as a matter of fact, someone from Humanware told me that there was that to go to Bluetooth. So if you can go on a Bluetooth, you can do it, and it will just come back with no problem.
And that's all right. It. Well, thanks, Myrna. So if you're interested again in reaching out to us, you can always locate us at freedomscientific.com. If you are interested in reading about the beta version, and it's prior to, probably next Wednesday or so, you can visit freedomscientific.com, search for the word beta on the homepage, or under software updates, you'll find a link referring to the beta build. And if you go to that link, that page will describe all of the different changes that we've put in for 2022 and a lot of the fixes that have occurred over the past 6 or 8 weeks. And if it's after October 28th or so, you'll probably want to skip looking for beta because we'll be released. And if you go to the Freedom Scientific homepage, go to software updates, you'll find a link to either JAWS, ZoomText, or Fusion 2022. And if you go to those pages, the write-up about what's new in the 2022 versions will be found right there on those pages. And of course, you can install the software either now as beta or when it releases next week. And if you need any assistance, our tech support people will help you with installation and authorization issues. If for some reason you've installed it, and as one gentleman mentioned, he wasn't getting speech out of it, by all means, please call into the tech support department. They'll be happy to try and help you out with that. If you're just trying to make something work and you're using the beta version, maybe with Word or something, they probably won't want to support you. In that case, wait for the release and then call them back, or try it out with 2021. If it still is a problem there, call them with 2021 and ask them to help you. And for me, I think that's about it tonight. Thank you very much, Ron and Larry, for getting me on here. And as always, it was a pleasure to talk to everybody and hear the questions.
Thanks, Eric. And if you guys have more questions for Eric, he'll be with us on Main Menu on the 27th, which is a Wednesday. And we'll be talking just before the release. So,
is that Wednesday, not Thursday? Yeah. I think I've been telling everybody Thursday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Well, you get a lot you'll of stuff going good, that week. You'll probably have a good turnout Thursday night, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I might have to be there just to see who shows up.
All right, I'll try and correct that.
Oh, all okay, right. Not a problem. We'll let you get to your other meeting. I think you'll be happy with what's going on.
Oh, excellent.
Yep, fascinating.
All right.
And next week, we're going to do something on autonomous vehicles. We've been wanting to do that as well. Should be fun, and we hope you will join us then. 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, all on Tech Talk. Thanks so much, everybody.